USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, argue about those reasons.
Attorney General William Barr sitting down with CBS News and says the former special counsel Robert Mueller could have and should have reached a decision on obstruction in the two-year Russia investigation.
But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Now, on his way to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, the president telling reporters,
"This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore. Because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 43 points to close at 25,169. The NASDAQ up 20 points, the S&P 500 up almost 6 points. Staying now with news about the U.S. economy, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest snapshot of economic growth put out by the government. Here's his report from Washington, D.C.
In the latest estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of this year, but much of that gain was based on temporary factors that they say will likely fade, leaving growth much slower in the current quarter. It was up from a 2.2% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. The new GDP estimate was down slightly, though, from an initial 3.2% estimate. For the current April to June quarter, economists expect GDP growth will slow to less than 2%, and for the year they see it rising a modest 2.3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some farmers reportedly continuing to feel the effects of the trade war with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Farmers in Iowa are getting nervous as the U.S. trade dispute continues with China. Pat Swanson is a soybean farmer and says China was a customer who demanded a lot.
China's a huge customer. They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while.
Swanson was speaking there on Fox Business. The U.S. soybean exports to China have fallen by more than 80% in the past year after China imposed retaliation tariffs and switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In USA News for your health, the CDC reports the number of new diabetes cases down after increasing for the last 20 years. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.